Hello.
My name is Alex. We are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. Could you please tell me what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using on a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 unfavorable, and 50 neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person, organization, or idea, please let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
Yeah, 50.
Thank you. Public charters or schools?
Say again?
Public charters or schools?
90.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
90.
Public school teachers?
60.
Thank you. Public schools?
60.
Thank you. Your local school board?
70.
Black Lives Matter or BLM? I'm sorry?
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Critical race theory or CRT?
10.
The American Federation of Teachers, or FAT?
30.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? For example, public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
I think charter schools do much better.
Thank you. How important do you think is the public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means, is very important for public schools to prepare a student. 5, so unimportant. And 0 is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Be ready for higher education like college?
8.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
6.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
9.
Thank you. Gas grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
Develop social skills.
8.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. Would you say that your estate is spent not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Too much.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
Do you want a number from 1 to 10?
I'm sorry, a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12 public school, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some says that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or some? Or nothing at all, I'm sorry.
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate the students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that someone says will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, oppose, or strongly oppose. The first one says, increase teacher pay. Do you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kinder to 12 public schools?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Removing books from a school's libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
Agree, somewhat.
Thank you. And raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tutor certification and licensing requirements.
Agree somewhat.
Thank you. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kinder to 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the kinder to 12 public school curriculum? Support or oppose?
Support. Somewhat.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one using on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing argument at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10?
6.
Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. As students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, and a skill that college and employers value. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I thought you wanted a number.
I'm sorry, my apologies. From 0 to 10, very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all?
7.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credential and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians.
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Disagree somewhat.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you. Which one of the college was completed or some college?
College completed.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your work situation? Are you currently employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Currently employed.
And are you currently married or married with a partner, single, separate, or widow?
Separated.
Okay. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a children under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attend a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Weekly.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Does someone in your household or you is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
Yes.
Applies to you or someone in your household?
Applies to me.
Thank you. And someone in your household or you is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
And you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.